This week we have another double parsha, the parshas of Bahar and Bechukosai, and really there's definitely a close connection between these two parshas, many different ways. The one I want to focus on is the midah of simat halev, of paying attention, of noticing the hashkacha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in every situation. In Parshas Bahar, the main detail that we speak about is Shemitah. Once every 7 years, we let our fields lie fallow and trust that Hashem will give us the food. This is a tremendous nisayon for the farmer, to see his field lying abandoned and not do anything for it, and you know that you have all the debts to pay and know that this is the source of my livelihood, and yet not be proactive and not cultivate and not harvest and not do anything about the field is a tremendous nisayon, takes tremendous strength. And for this, the farmers are called Gibore Koyach Oisei Dvarai. These are people who have gvura, they have resilience, they have tremendous strength of character. They're doing the will of Hashem. The pasuk says, what will happen if they say, what will we eat in the seventh year? If we're not planting or harvesting, how will we eat? And Hashem promises them, I'm going to command the fields in the sixth year to be so plentiful that it's going to give you enough food for the next 3 years. You're going to have food in the sixth year that's going to last for year 6, 7, and 8. And the Kliyoker asks, if there is so much bracha on the food on the sixth year, then what is the question that the farmers are asking? Why would they ask that question if they saw how much food they had? Not only that, what's the tremendous gvura of keeping Shemitah if already in the sixth year the farmers see that they have so much wealth coming in, that the food is so plentiful? Then where's the nisayon even? There are many, many different answers given. Some say that this bracha on the food only happened to those who believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means, again, for the non-believers or for the skeptics, it is a nisayon, because they're not getting that bracha because they're not believers. Others say that the bracha was not given in the amount of food, but that much less food will make you full, meaning it was the same amount of food in the sixth year, but they didn't need to eat so much of it in the sixth year, the food, and therefore would last them for another 2 years. The same amount of food that usually lasts for 1 year is going to last 3 years, which explains the tremendous test to see that there is not a whole lot of food at the end of the sixth year, and to believe that none of the food that's left over is going to spoil, and to trust that you'll have enough to eat, that you'll have what to eat. Also, there's another point, which is that there's a tremendous test in being so successful and seeing that success in the sixth year, and then saying, well, I'm not going to try and repeat it next year. That means that sometimes the more success a person has, the more they start to believe in the Koichi V'yetzu Miyadi, well, I'm such a successful person, and therefore to stop at that point and to say, no, I'm not going to do any more because my success is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not from me, that takes tremendous gvura to say. And this is really the point of Shemitah. It's not to say that Shemitah is to teach us that all the good that I have is coming from Hashem. There is the concept in farming of actually allowing parts of the field to lie fallow once every 3 or 4 years, which would allow them to regenerate themselves so that they should be even more successful the next year. But here, in the sixth year, the produce is so good that b'derech hateva, a farmer would say, well then, there's no reason for me to let it lie fallow next year because I see it's still being so productive. And a farmer who's a Yerei Shemayim, a farmer who fears a Kadosh Baruch Hu, a farmer who's a Shomer Torah Mitzvah, is saying, I know why I got so much produce this year. This has nothing to do with the land needing to lie fallow. It has to do with me needing my land to lie fallow so that I should realize that I don't own the land or anything else. And in the end, it's not my own efforts that bring across the success. And this this answer that we give to the question of the Kli Yakar is really found in Parshas Bechukosai as well. As an introduction to the Teichacha, we know Parshas Bechukosai is one of our two parshas where we get our basically it's the plotting out of history. What happens when we do listen to Hashem, and what happens when we don't? The Teichacha is what happens when we don't. And in the introduction, the pasuk says, "V'im telchui mi keri." If you're going to come with me, if you're going to act to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with keri. And keri comes from the word of cold or of mikra, of coincidence. If you look at your life through the lens of Keri, if you go through life feeling like everything is just natural, whatever happens is coincidence and just the way of the world, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I'm going to have to bring you more makos, meaning if a person gets sick or he loses his money or any other disaster happens or tragedy or inconvenience or difficulty, and we say, well, this is the way of the world, then Hashem sends us more tzaras and more makos. And the Rambam says that a person who acts with HaKadosh Baruch Hu and carries midas achzarias, you're being cruel. Not stupid, not silly, not clueless, but cruel because you're causing Hashem to bring you more makos eventually. This attitude of showing that we don't believe that there's a master brings the response of V'halachti imachem b'chamas keri. My keri, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, is going to be an anger in the mikra. You see everything in coincidence because you're not noticing that it's from Hashem. Then the next mikra, the next coincidence, is going to be an even harsher one. It's the same source in both parshiyos. A person who sees only a chain of coincidences, either for good or for bad. So I have a good season. Who says next year we'll have enough food? I have to work hard. I have to provide for my family. Should I be relying on mazel? And what happens if some of the food goes bad? If we see our life as coincidence, Hashem says the produce will last, it will last. And Hashem says if you don't follow the chukim and the mishpatim and the mitzvahs, there will be problems. Then there will be problems. And none of those problems are coincidence. It's all coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbi Yisachar Dov of Belz told a story of two farmers, friends and neighbors, who worked together and raised goats. They would milk the goats and make cheese, and once a week they would go to the village to sell their cheese. One time they went to the marketplace, and indeed they were very successful there. When they were done, they had their bags of money and they were on their way back to their village. But it was a very, very hot summer day, and they were very tired from the way. So they said to each other, there's a big tree over there. Let's rest under the tree. Let's relax for a little bit, and we'll wake up when it's already cooler outside, and we'll continue on our walk home. But they said, what should we do with our money bags? If we fall asleep, somebody's going to come and steal it. And they looked around, and they saw that there were only cows grazing in the field, and they said, well, we have nothing to worry about from cows. Cows can't steal money. But then they thought, maybe if we leave our money bags next to our heads, a cow will come and they'll try, they're grazing here, they might try and eat the money. So we have to put the money high up so that they can't just by mistake eat the money. So they took their money bags and they tied them to a branch so that they would be safe because they know that cows can't climb trees, and then they went to sleep. But what they didn't understand was that if there are cows grazing, there's someone who is watching the cows. There's a shepherd, a cowherd. There's somebody who's taking care of these cows. And that person saw what they were doing, and he watched every movement. And as soon as they fell asleep, he came and took their bags. He counted the money, and he was thrilled. He made more money that day than he made in a week. But he realized that when these two farmers would wake up, they would see that their bags weren't there, and they might get nervous. So what he did was he took their bags and he filled them with cow dung. There was plenty of cow dung lying around. And he put the bags back up on the tree. When the farmers woke up, the first thing they did was look up, and they saw their bags and they were very relieved to see them. But when they touched them, they realized that something felt wrong. They opened it up and they smelled immediately that this wasn't their money. They were very confused. They looked around and they still see there's no one there except for the cows, and they couldn't figure it out. How could the cows have climbed the trees? How could the cows have untied the bags? And could they really replace the money with dung? And why? And they looked at each other and they concluded, these are very strange cows. The Hasidim, who heard the Rebbe telling the story, all laughed, but the son of the Rebbe did not. And they said, why aren't you laughing? Why are you so serious? And he said, how could you laugh? We are all these farmers. This is who we are. We all have a small fortune in our hands, time and desire and abilities. And we come up with great plans, but often not only do we not come home with a fortune, but we have amassed instead a bag of dung. We try to figure out what happened, and we come up with all kinds of explanations. Explanations about cows who climb trees and fill bags of coins with dung. But cows don't climb trees. Don't you understand? Said the son of the Rebbe. Where there are cows, there's someone watching the cows. And it is the someone who is watching the cows who is controlling all the movements. There is no mikra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one who makes the sixth year so successful. He's the one who provides us with our sustenance, not just in the sixth year, but every single day of our lives. He is the one who is controlling our experiences. Don't go with me, Bekeri, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is no mikra. I don't want to have to bring the chamas, Keri.